time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch, Darian Sheffer, and Neil Spencer here with us. And we are at the South Adams Starfires Stardome as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the South Adams Starfires. Fort Recovery comes in with a record of 14-6, and South Adams comes in with a record of 9-9 on the campaign. And don't really know a whole lot about South Adams, except for I got a scouting report a little bit from John Shuck, one of the longtime officials here that's done a lot of MAC games over the years, and his grandson plays for South Adams, and he had said it's basically a football team, Darian, on the basketball floor. They have two kids, a Arnold kid, Jason Arnold, and a Miller kid that both have multiple D1 offers in football, and if they can get some of the shots to fall, that they can be really, really good, and they can be really, really bad at times and look like a football game out there as well. So not really sure what to expect as far as basketball goes, but they do have some talent and athleticism, obviously. They got beat, I believe, in a regional final game in football by Adams Central, who will end up winning the state in football. So they have some kids who, you know, have had some experience of success and obviously some good athletes. So tonight could be interesting.
Yeah, like you said, I don't know a whole lot about them either. I know that they put a beat down on Parkway, but like you said, Parkway sat two of their better players that game. But still, we went to overtime with Parkway, believe won by two in that game. So definitely not going to be no easy game. Hopefully the Indians bounce back. Tough weekend last weekend. I think we had a loss by two and a loss by four last weekend. So hopefully the guys had a great week of practice and respond well tonight.
Yeah, and the other part of it is South Adams is, from my understanding, runs a 3-2 defense, and we've kind of had a tendency maybe not to attack zones very well, and so this could be interesting as well. I also heard that this week Coach Melton's kind of made some changes on the offensive end, and I assume that was probably more against the man defense than a zone, so it'll be interesting to kind of see how all that plays out as well. If he can get some more up and down tempo and use maybe the athleticism a little bit more, I think is kind of my understanding of what maybe those changes were wanting to be. So
for sure, because I think this team is one of the most athletic teams to come through Fort Recovery in maybe a while. I mean, these guys can really get out and go. We got athletes everywhere all over this floor. So I think if we cannot allow them to get back into that 3-2 zone when we just push the ball like I think we can do, we should be pretty successful tonight.
Yeah, and that's one way to attack a zone is don't let it get set up and try to attack it early like you stated there. So it could be interesting. So we'll take a break and we'll be back then. And talk a little bit more about the girls' tournament draw coming up tomorrow.
The Wayne Street Market Fish Fry is back. Next Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday, and they'll have their fresh fried fish and butterfly shrimp available on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. And they'll be frying fresh all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it'll be available all day until it's gone. You can buy their fish or shrimp by the meal or by the pound. By the pound, the shrimp and the fish are both $7.99 a pound, and of course, dinners will be available. Their two-piece fish dinners are $5.99. The three-piece fish dinners or six-piece butterfly shrimp dinners are $6.99, and all the dinners come with JoJo fries and coleslaw. Be sure to call ahead at 375-2865 to avoid the wait in line. Lent starts next Wednesday, so let Wayne Street Market make your fish dinners for you. Call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have your fish ready to go.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, and we're back here. Again, we got a busy schedule coming up tomorrow. The boys game against Van Buren and former Indian Tyler Niekamp is going to be a noon 12 o'clock start game. PGW will be doing that on 103.5 FM, and Fort Recovery Radio will be simulcasting that as well. It is senior day tomorrow. Students wear their purple and they get in free. That's a new thing. Coach Niekamp, Coach Oval, or Mr. Oval, I should say, has started this year with the senior day. I really like that tradition, Darian. I think it can get a lot of students in there and fill up the fort site for those seniors.
I definitely agree. I love that. I know when I heard that doing that for the girls, I figured they'd do it for the boys too. And like you said, a great way to get the students to come out. And, you know, some of them don't always get the opportunity to come out and support their classmates and stuff like that. So hopefully this is a little incentive to make them come out and check their guys out.
All right, we got the national anthem. We'll be back.
Fish Fry is back. Next Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday, and they'll have their fresh fried fish and butterfly shrimp available on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. And they'll be frying fresh all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it'll be available all day until it's gone. You can buy their fish or shrimp by the meal or by the pound. By the pound, the shrimp and the fish are both $7.99 a pound, and of course, dinners will be available. Their two-piece fish dinners are $5.99. The three-piece fish dinners or six-piece butterfly shrimp dinners are $6.99, and all the dinners come with JoJo fries and coleslaw. Be sure to call ahead at 375-2865 to avoid the wait in line. Lent starts next Wednesday, so let Wayne Street Market make your fish dinners for you. Call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have your fish ready to go.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right.
We believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans. Please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, and we're back here again. Tomorrow, again, to finish up that, The girls' sectional final is at Lima Bath at 6:15 versus St. Henry. WPGW will be doing that, and we'll simulcast that as well. Plus, it'll be on WOSN Channel 43 on Sunday at 5:30. So Rob Weaver and myself, Brian Patch, will be doing both games, boys and girls, tomorrow. And then, Darren, you got the starting lineup for the South Adams Starfires.
I do. South Adams is zero seniors. I know we just talked about that. Very strange to me. They're going to start three juniors and two sophomores. Number two, Nick Miller, 6'4", junior. One of their better players, I hear. Drew Stutzman, 6'1", junior. Number 11, James Arnold, a 6'4", junior. Number 12, Aiden Warner, a 6'2", sophomore. And Trace Scooch, a 5'10", sophomore also.
And for Fort Recovery, starting our lineup that Coach settled in on, one senior, Grant Kanapke, number 6'3", senior. The other four are going to be juniors, and that is Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, and Brian Benn. And South Adams controls the tip.
So South Adams will handle the ball right now. Indians in a man-to-man look. Derek Judy guarding number 24, Scooch. Am I saying that right? Scooch.
Shock.
Shock. All right. Shock. Over to number 20, Shock. Shock shoots about a 12-foot fadeaway, out and in. Rebound controlled by Clay Schmitz. Over to Derek Judy. Regan Martin, three-pointer up in the corner, up and no good. Rebound comes down to number 11, Arnold. Arnold will push it for the Starfires. Cut off by Clay Schmitz, and they leave a wide-open shooter open. Number 12, Aiden Warner, a wide-open three-point shot, and Derek Judy will throw it right into the hands of Warner as a turnover for the Indians. Warner shoots a crazy shot, and he'll get fouled by number 3, Derek Judy. Number 3, Stutzman will go to the line to shoot, too. So, Indians not off to a great start. A wide-open three allowed, and then a quick turnover and a foul. First one up for number 20, Trey Schock, up and good. Starfires lead 4-0 here in your first quarter. Second one up is in and out, and Clay Schmitz can't come down with the rebound. Starfires will control it again. Schock gets it, and he'll travel. Yep, up and no good. Coach Melton says, Clay, you got to box out. Clay will inbound it into Derek Judy. Derek Judy will walk it up. Starfires in a zone. Over to Clay Schmitz. Clay back over to Derek. Derek has it. Getting instructions from Coach Melton. He'll swing it around over to Regan Martin on the left wing. Regan Martin has it over to Derek Judy. Derek back to Regan. Regan over to Clay. Clay a lob to Derek Judy. Judy kicked back out to Grant Kanapke for a three. Up and no good. Brian Benn will go through his defender to pick up his first foul tonight.
And as you said earlier, Darren, South Adams is in a 3-2 on defense. And we had a set play there for a lob pass to Derek Judy. Just couldn't come down with it. But nice little set to start off.
I thought it was a nice looking set, too. So Starfires will control it. Over to number 11, Arnold. Arnold has it being guarded by Clay. Clay back over to Schock. Schock has it over to number 2, Miller. Miller gives it number 12, Warner. Warner back over to Arnold. Arnold back over to Miller. Schock has it now. Over to number 3, Stutzman. Over to number 12, Warner. Warner will take it all the way. 2-foot shot up. No good. Rebound, Clay Schmitz. Clay has it over to Derek. Derek will push it hard for the Indians. He'll get inside. Kick it out to Regan Martin. 3-pointer up in the corner. Up and in and out. Brian Benn comes down with it. Gets mauled in there, and he'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
Great job by Brian Benn working the glass on the offensive end.
For sure. I've seen a lot of shots go in and out here already for both teams.
You know, I was telling some people earlier, I don't think I've ever had a team come over here, boys or girls, that we've ever shot the ball well in this place, ever.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of shots go in and out.
And I talked to Kevin McClung, would be Diane McClung, who used to coach our girls team, is doing the radio tonight. And I talked to him beforehand, and he actually made that comment. He goes, Coach, you would not believe how many people have made that as well.
Really?
Teams coming over here that just don't seem to shoot the ball well in this gymnasium. So,
yeah,
not sure what it is, but.
Yep, I remember my senior year here, and I don't think we shot the ball for crap either. So Starfires will control it. Brian Benn makes both of his free throws, and Starfires get it in our press, and they go right through it and get a wide-open layup. Derek Judy will now push it up, and ball will go out on Starfires, controlled by the Indians still. get an out of bounds set. Derek Jeudy will control it. He'll set things up. He gives it to Konecki out in the corner. Grant dribbles up over to Ryan. Ryan has it. He's shouting instructions to his teammates. Ryan has it over to the right wing. Derek Jeudy. Derek back to Ryan. Ryan gets a screen from Clay. Doesn't use it. Picks it up. Over to Derek Jeudy in the corner. Jeudy has it. Goes left. Over to Ryan. Ryan has it inside to Gavin. Gavin gives a nice pass to Derek Jeudy, and Derek Jeudy finishes with his left hand. Nice looking pass there from Gavin Toby.
Absolutely. Great execution by the Indians.
Indians will set up in a little full court press. And the Starfires will break it this time, but we are matched up. So,
a little ticky-tack foul on, I think, Ryan Post. So Derek Jeudy gets called for the reach-in.
That'll be his second. So Derek Jeudy will pick up a quick two, and we're going to keep him in. Three-pointer up for number 12, Warner, up and no good. Clay Schmidt's rebound. Clay pushes ahead to Ryan. Ryan has it. Ryan attacks real nice. Doesn't get it. Starfires come out with the rebound over to number 12, Warner.
Nice athletic move by Ryan. Just couldn't finish.
That was a nice looking move. Warner thinks about it. Contested by Derek Jeudy. Up and no good. Clay Schmitz over to Konecki. Konecki over to Ryan. Ryan thinks about a three. Goes baseline. Finds Clay Schmitz in the tee-up position. Up and no good.
Clay probably should have just shot it the first time. Yeah, he was wide open about 8 feet. Took a dribble into the defense and made a tougher shot for himself.
I agree. Great defense there by Gavin Tobias. He just goes straight up and makes a tough shot for the defender. Derek Jeudy gets it inside. Up and good. Derek Jeudy. And I know Derek's got a sub at the table, but he's playing really well right now.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Ryan Post as well.
Yes, it was. We couldn't get the trap over there. Leaves a wide-open Warner for three. Up and no good. Rebound and one. Basket goes to number two, Nick Miller, the 6'4 junior for the Starfires. Gavin Toby will pick up his first foul tonight. Your score is 8-6, Starfires, in your first quarter, Cal Pharmacy.
That was a tough play by Gavin Toby because he was going for the box out. And time he was boxing his man out, Miller had grabbed the offensive rebound and was putting it back in and kind of got boxed or called for a shoving call.
Yep, so Gavin Toby will pick up his first foul. Clay Schmitz will check out for the Indians. Regan Martin will also come out.
Cal Rammel kind of forgot to check in there at the scores table. He went to Bubba instead of their official guy. So,
and they're going to make Cal wait.
So Nick Miller goes to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
He'll shoot one. 8-6, your score. 3:52 left to play in your Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Now, Cal Rammel gets to check in. He'll check in for Gavin Toby.
By the way, here's some stats a little bit, Darian, for South Adams. Arnold is averaging 16 a game. Shock averaging 13, almost 14 a game. And Miller's averaging 9, almost 10 a game. So three almost in double digits for them.
That's nice for a team right there. Cal Rammel has it. Makes a bad pass. Turnover. And Regan Martin will pick up a foul.
That's one of those, as a wing player and a freshman, Kel will learn, you don't want to throw a skip pass from the bottom on the baseline up to the top. You want to throw a skip pass from the top of the wing down to the bottom, because if it gets picked off, it's going down for two, and that's exactly what happened right here and put Regan Martin in a fouling situation.
Yep, so a little freshman mistake. We'll live with it. 9-6, your score, Starfires lead. Number 20, Warner, gets in nicely. Misses a shot. Offensive rebound for number 11, Arnold. Up and no good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Regan Martin brings it down for the Indians. Over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz has it up and in. Nice looking move by Clay Schmitz. The Indians will not get in their press, and they'll just drop back to a man-to-man defense.
We've been giving up too many easy shots in that press, so probably a good move by Coach Milton not to
do
that.
I agree. So Indians will sit in their man-to-man defense. Number 11, Arnold, has it. Over to Shock. Shock has it. Over to number 12, Warner. Warner back over to... Shot up and good by James Arnold. Up and no good. Pushed ahead by Grant. Over to Ryan. Ryan has it. Back over to Grant. Grant, three-pointer up from the left wing. Up and off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by number 12, Warner.
We've been kind of lucky here, Darren, because Arnold's missed about 3 point-blank shots.
Yeah, he's getting in there anytime he wants.
And he's beat us off the dribble, and it's we've been fortunate right here. We're not down more than one.
For sure. 9-8, your score here in your Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 2:15 left to play. Starfires look like they'll come out and run an offensive set. Number 20, shot up and good.
Tough shot for that young man.
That was a tough shot. I like this kid. He can play.
Yeah, a little fadeaway, about 12-footer, contested on the baseline.
He's a 5'10 sophomore, nice-looking player. Got a nice 2 years ahead of him. Shot up by Clay Schmitz, missed. Brian Benn comes down with a rebound, and he is fouled. So Brian Benn will go to our All-Brothers foul line.
That's one thing it seems like we maybe have an advantage on is Brian Benn inside for all its offensive rebounds, because they don't seem to have an answer for him inside.
Yep, so hopefully the big boy keeps working on the glass. Brian's first shot up and good. And that's another thing. He's a great free throw shooter.
And hopefully he continues to hit those too.
Yep. So Carol Rammel will check in for Regan Martin. Brian Benn will go back to the Hall Brothers foul line for his second one, and it is up and nothing but net.
Young man's 4-for-4 from the foul line.
Yes, sir.
The only Indian to shoot a free throw so far this game.
Good deal. 11-10, your innings down one. First quarter, Cal Pharmacy, 1:45 left to play. Indians in a man-to-man defense. Shock is going to handle the ball for the Starfires. Over to number 12, Warner. Warner over to Arnold. Arnold over to Stutzman. Stutzman has it back over to number 2, Miller. Miller over to Shock. Shock has it over to Warner. Warner, nice pass inside to Arnold. Up and good. Number 11, James Arnold, 6'4 junior, gets a nice easy bucket right there.
Yeah, he did his work early and unfortunately pinned us down on the block where all he had to do was just catch it and drop step and lay it in.
For sure. So nice looking move by the big fella. So Starfires will sit in that 3-2. Schmitz has it over to Kale Rammel. Kale Rammel in the three-pointer up in the corner, up and no good. Brian Benn with another offensive rebound, and he is hacked again. Brian Benn will go back to our Hall Brothers foul line for 2 easy points, hopefully coming his way.
One thing I liked about that possession, Derek, was against the zone, one place you want to attack it is in that high post and low post area on overloads, and that's where we got it. And we kicked out to Kale Rammel, and he didn't hesitate on the three.
And that's nice to see, because I know he's turned down some shots already early in the year. And he's a shooter. He's got to keep shooting. He's got to get that confidence.
Brian Benn misses that first free throw and has a chance for a second one. But it's nice to see Kale, because as a freshman, he's played hesitant. And it's probably cost him some minutes because of that. So it was nice to see him not hesitate on that shot.
I agree.
And Brian missed the second one.
I think we jinxed him last time when he said he was pure.
We did. 4-for-6 from the free throw line right now.
And Shock will go inside. He gives a nice dish down to James Arnold, cutting to the basket. And the Indians will foul him. That'll be on number
Ryan Post.
Ryan Post. That'll be his first foul.
The great thing I like about that, Darian, was it that was set up by Shock's penetration.
Yes.
And he drove in, and we had to help as a help defender on that bottom side and backside. And when we stepped up to help, Arnold backdoored us and was able to catch it and laid in at the rim, but just get fouled and missed it.
Yep, so number 11, James Arnold, goes 2-for-2 from the line. Indians push ahead nicely up to Grant Kanapke. Grant has a nice pass into Clay. Clay over to Brian. Brian over to Kale. Kale attacks, picks it up, over to Clay. Clay has the top of the key. They're not even really guarding Clay.
No, and that's his shot.
That's what I was thinking.
A 15-footer is his shot. He just turned down two of them. And Kale turned down one all in one possession.
Nice little shot for Clay. 7 feet up, no good. Rebound fought for.
Oh.
Go to the Starfires. Ooh.
I get it. We're about 100 feet away, but that looked like that should have been in the ball.
I agree. I think Coach Melton thought the same thing down there.
Although I do recall getting a text last week when Bobby and I were doing the game and said, hey, officials are usually right, so.
And a three-pointer up for number 3, Drew Stutzman, the 6'1 junior, was wide open.
Nice pass inside
good
to Clay Schmitz.
Oh, my goodness, Clay Schmitz. Great pass into Gavin Toby. Gavin misses it. three-pointer at the buzzer, up and no good. And we got lucky that he did not was not aware of the clock, because I think he would have made another one.
Or had a layup. I mean, he turned down a layup.
Or had a layup.
He threw it out from a layup to about 28 feet for a three at the buzzer and came up short.
For sure. So your Indians are down after one, 18-10. Thank you, Cal Pharmacy, for sponsoring our first quarter, and we'll be right back after this.
And messages from Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here, and real quickly want to give a shout out to the high school cheerleaders tomorrow as they compete at Coldwater in the morning competition, and then also at 2 o'clock tomorrow, Ramsey Leverett, Kaylin Overman, and Alyssa O'Connor will also be competing for cheerleading Special Olympics at the Bowling Green tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. So stop over and support those kids, as I'm sure they will do a great job. So good luck to those girls, and especially Ramsey Leverett.
Yep. Good luck to Ramsey, like my little sister right there, old Rex, my big brother. So hope everything goes well for the Indian ladies. So your Indians down 18-10 in your Fuller Mechanical second quarter. Starfires will control the ball. Skip pass over by Shock. Up over to, can't see who that is. 15-footer up and no good. Rebound by Clay Schmitz. Clay over to Derek. Derek pushes ahead to Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it. He'll go left. Long skip pass over to Grant. Grant into Clay. Clay skip pass over to Regan. Regan 15-footer up on the baseline. Up and in and out. Rebound controlled by number 4, Gilbert.
He just checked into the game.
Yep. Nice looking kid right there.
Yeah, 6'4", well put together athlete.
Yes, he is.
It must be one of the football guys I heard about.
He's got to be. So he'll post up now on Brian Benn. Tough pass for him to go get, and he'll go out of bounds, fortunately.
Also want to let you know that if we do happen to break up, internet connection here is not the best. So if we happen to break up, we do apologize for that. And we also are missing about, a fourth of half court we can't see is where we're positioned. So we may miss a few calls here and there because of that. So
I would assume. Brian Benn, nice pass over by Derek Judy inside to Brian. Brian goes up for an easy two. Nice looking look for Brian. That'll give Brian 6 points on the night.
And that was created by Derek Judy's penetration against that zone, which I'm glad to see us penetrating against the zone and not just trying to pass over it. So,
yep, so Shock has it over skip pass over to number 3, Stutzman. Stutzman, he stepped out of bounds. Shot is up and no good. Thankfully, Clay has it. Pushes ahead nicely to Regan Martin.
Nice outlet, Clay.
Regan runs the floor very well. I just noticed that in this game, and he runs the floor really well. He gets to his spot every single time where he needs to be.
Unfortunately, he does turn it over and is coming out. Ryan Post is replacing him. But that's one thing we haven't really done a lot of this year is push it, so you haven't been able to really see those kids be athletic in the open court. So.
For sure. So the Indians will come out in their man-to-man defense, controlled by Shock. Shock has it over to Gilbert. Gilbert has it back over to Shock. Shock has it over to Stutzman. Stutzman has it back over to Shock. Shock is going to attack. 15-footer up, up and off the back of the rim. Rebound Grant Konecki.
Nice pull.
That was a nice-looking shot. Grant Konecki brings it down for the Indians. He'll get instructions from Coach Melton. Over to Derek Judy. Derek has it. He'll go left. Over to Grant Konecki in the corner. Grant has it over to Derek. Attack that. Derek over to Brian. Brian over to Ryan. Ryan,
yeah, right now on defense, they're almost 2-on-1, but there's a gap where we can get in the middle of them, and we're not really trying to penetrate that, because if you do penetrate it one time, you're going to draw two guys, and now we can kick to the open guy.
So a steal by Derek Jeudy and one. Derek Jeudy never gives up on a play. Starfires, Indians miss a shot, and actually they turned it over.
Yeah, we traded turnovers. We turned it over, and then Derek stole it right back and was able to go in and lay it in and get fouled. So, and Gavin Toby will come in and replace Brian Benn. Derek Jeudy goes to the Hall Brother free throw line with 5:06 to go in the second quarter, trailing by 4.
Derek Jeudy goes to the line for one shot. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point player. First shot is up, and nothing but the net. Nice-looking shot, Derek Jeudy. That'll give Derek 7 on the night. Derek's been hitting the scoreboard pretty well lately.
Yeah, he's had some really good games for us offensively, and he's also contributing on the assist part, too, because he's set a lot of guys up, not just him scoring, but getting his teammates involved.
Yeah, his penetration. He's so athletic, and he's left-handed, so teams probably forget that, and yeah, he creates very nicely for the others. Three-pointer right there for number 11, James Arnold. So the Indians will still trail 21-15 here in your Fowler Mechanical second quarter. 4:30 left to play. Derek Jeudy has it, attacks very nicely for Ryan. Ryan, quick swing over to Grant. Grant, three-pointer up and good. That's good-looking basketball right there, Coach Patch.
Absolutely. Drive, draw, kick. Swing it one more for the open man for a better shot. Knock it down for the Indians.
Coach Mel, take one with him. Be right back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back, and also want to give a shout-out to Olivia Patch, who's home studying, Daring.
Studying?
She got home at practice around 5:30, and mom and dad left around 5 o'clock, and so she missed the wagon to the gym, and she just said, hey, I'm going to stay home and study. We said, hey, good call, because obviously tomorrow's a busy day of basketball, and we're actually going to go down Sunday and watch Xavier play, and Courtney Pringer, who she had played AAU with, so we're going to watch her on Sunday. So she said, I better study tonight.
That sounds like a good idea. She is kind of smart, I guess.
Yeah, don't know where she gets that.
I would say the same thing. So a nice in-and-out shot by the Starfires. Indians will control it. Derek Jeudy has it. He'll pick it up.
I'm impressed with Arnold. He missed that shot, but he is getting to the rack on us. And as you said in the break, we're lucky to be down 3 because he's missed about 4 now point-blank shots.
Yes, he has.
If he hits those, this could be a different ballgame.
I agree. So Derek Jeudy has it over to Clay. Clay looking for a cutter. No one moved. Grant Kanapke thought about 3 over to Ryan. Ryan has it over to Jeudy. Jeudy attacks left inside over to Clay Schmitz in the corner. Three-pointer up and just short. Rebound. Gavin Toby. Gavin back out to Clay over to Ryan. Ryan thinks about a 3. Doesn't pull it. Over to Derek Jeudy. We'll set back up. I thought Ryan should have either attacked or shot the ball.
I agree. Ben, I'm looking at you thinking the same thing, and he didn't have anyone guarding him. He turned down open shots, and he didn't penetrate.
So Ryan has it over to Grant. Grant bounce pass inside to Clay. Clay over to Derek Jeudy. Derek attacks left. Nice move by Derek Jeudy. Up and no good. Second offensive rebound by Gavin Toby. He's really giving the Indians second, third chance points right now. Coach Mellon's going to shout out instructions over to Grant Kanapke on the right wing. Grant over to Derek. Derek, nice little float pass over to Ryan. He has it in the corner. Got to get out of there. Ryan over to Clay. Clay doesn't even look at the basket. Over to Grant. Grant thought about a 3. Over to Clay. Clay, 7 feet away. Up and good. That's his shot right there.
Absolutely. Something facing the basket. About that 15 feet to 12 feet range.
Yep. So Indians trail 1 here in your Fowler Mechanical second quarter. 2:30 left to play in the second quarter. Starfires are kind of cooled off here a little bit. Indians will play a man-to-man defense. Over to number 12, Warner. Warner has it. And Star Cal Fires will take a timeout. So we are going to take a, I'm not sure what it is.
Looks like a 30-second timeout.
I believe so. So we're going to take one with them and be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
We're back here in the Stardome, where your Indians are having a Friday night battle. Trail by one to the Starfires. Warner will control the ball for them. Over to number 11, Arnold. Indians in a zone here. 2-1-2 zone, looks like. Or just a 2-3. Looks like just a 2-3 zone. To number 2, Miller. Miller has it back over to Shock. Shock is going to attack this.
Oh, nice dish.
Wow, what a pass. That's going to stay here.
Holy cow. He drove that against his zone, coming from the left side to the right side and threw it across the zone and hit Arnold in the hands, but luckily we deflected it out of bounds. What a pass.
That was beautiful. So number 4, Gilbert. 6'4 junior will control it. They'll give it back over to Shock. Shock has it back over to Warner. Warner over to Shock. Shock, a deep three. Up and no good. Luckily, the Indians come down with a one-on-one with Derek Jeudy. He's going to attack nicely. No, yes, I was going to say nice foul. So number 12, Aiden Warner is going to pick up a foul. Sends Derek Jeudy to our Hall Brothers foul line.
His hands were straight up, but then as Derek shot him, they came down on top of Derek.
Yep. So Derek's going to go to the line. Hopefully get the Indians, I believe, the first lead of the night if we can hit both of these. First one is up and nothing but the net. That'll tie our score at 21-21. 1:38 left to play here in your Fuller Mechanical second quarter.
Gives Derek 8 points on the evening and is our leading scorer.
Derek Jeudy looks for the second one, hopefully for a lead right here. Shot is up. No good. Brian Benn.
Oh.
Brian Benn gets a finger on it. They say he was the last to touch it. Ball will go to the Starfires. 21-21, your score.
I'm going to disagree on that call.
I would probably do the same.
But again, we're a little further away.
Yes, we are.
But still.
Shock has it. Ryan form tackles him out there.
Coach Niekamp's clapping right now.
Ball will stay with the Starfires. That'll be our 17th foul. That'll send number 20, Trey Shock, to the line for a 1-on-1.
Again, if you're familiar with that name, his grandpa is a longtime official, John Shock, from the South Adams area. So talked to him beforehand. Gave me some info, too, there, Darian.
I like his grandson.
Yeah.
Good-looking ball player.
He is.
So his first one was up and good. His second one was up and no good. Derek Jeudy will push it hard for the Indians. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post, three-pointer up. Up and long. Rebound comes down. It'll stay with the Indians. Yep.
Still looking to try to get our first lead of the game here with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter here.
1:20 left to play in your Fowler Mechanical score. Inbound over to Grant Konecki. Grant has it. He'll hold out for the Indians. Coach Melton will shout out instructions. Derek Jeudy will control it over to Grant. Grant has it back over to Derek. Derek has it over to Ryan. Ryan has it back over to Derek. Derek has it, and he'll turn it over, and it'll be a jump ball. So jump ball will go to the Starfires.
Jump ball off of a rugby scrum. Yeah. About five guys hit the floor.
Derek's got a ball fake, bounce asset inside.
Because they ran a little set and off of a double stack on the bottom side, and Grant coming off of it. We had Clay Schmitz wide open inside, but just got deflected out of bounds.
So ball will stay with the Starfires.
Cal Ramo and Regan Martin check in, and then along with Grant Konecki, Brian Benn, and Clay Schmitz are on the floor for the Indians.
1 minute left to play here in your Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Noah Shock will control it for the Starfires. Indians in a little zone defense right here. Shock has it over to Warner. Warner has it. He'll give it over to Shock. Shock thinks about a three. Over to Warner. Warner has it. Indians moving really well right now in the zone. Shock has it. Thinks about a three. Attacks nicely. Push it, big boy. There we go. Grant Kanapke, left-handed layup. Up, and it just rolls in above the rim. Your Fort Recovery Indians will take the first lead of the night. 23-22 here in your Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
I got stuffed on the rim.
Yes, he did. Shock has it over to Gilbert. 20 ticks left to play. Gilbert over to Warner. Warner has it. Over to Arnold. Arnold, three-pointer up and airballed. Oh, man. Just an unfortunate spot for Clay. 7 seconds left. He misses a shot. Clay pushes it over to Grant. Shock's going to get a steal. Shock's going to get a wide-open layup at the buzzer. Noah Shock gets a steal off the push by the Indians. He'll take it all the way inside and give the Starfires a lead at the half, 24-23. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
And we're back here. A little update on the scoreboard. First quarter went to the Starfires with an 18-10 score. Second quarter went to the Indians with a 13-8 score, giving a halftime lead to the Starfires, 24-23. Leading score for the Indians is Derek Judy with 8 points, Brian Benn with 6, and 4 of those are on free throws. 5 points for Grant Kanapke, who hit a 3 and a 2, and Clay Schmitz with 4 points. For South Adams, they have 3 Starfires with 6 points each. James Arnold, the 6'4 junior. Aiden Warner, 6'2 sophomore, and Trey Shock, a 5'10 sophomore. And then Nick Miller has 3 points for the Starfires, 6'4 junior, and I'm missing 3 points. Not sure who that is. Currently not on the scoreboard. So, and as Darian said at the very beginning, they have 0 seniors on the roster. So this could be a team that could get a lot better as the years progress there, Darian. So
for sure. And you want to talk about keys of the game or what happened in the first half now, or you want to wait?
Sure, you go ahead there.
Well, the Indians, like we just said, started out with the end of the first quarter score down 8. A few times we lost shooters. Like you said, they got 3 kids almost in the double figures, so we definitely got to find shooters. Cannot leave them open. And stop penetration by Trey Schock, number 20, a 5'10 sophomore. Everything runs through him. He gets guys open, like you said earlier, Coach. He was just attacking a zone. He attacked the man. Really, he broke the press a few times, finding wide open layups. They probably got 6 points off of open, breaking the press. And then the 2 points there by Schock at the end of the quarter off a sloppy turnover. I think they have one or two turnovers only on the night. That's the difference right now, is they're taking care of the basketball. The Indians are not.
Absolutely. And talking about, you know, not having any seniors in their future, we're watching the, I think, fifth grade team play out here tonight. I just saw two Euro moves by fifth graders laying it up.
I seen that.
You don't see too many fifth graders Euroing out there. And they got some smooth looking kids up here. Looks like the future here at South Adams is going to be pretty good for them. So, and to recap the JV team come away with a big victory tonight, 44-20. And that pushes our JV record to 12-8 on the season. JV scores went like this. Fort Recovery led after the first quarter, 13-5. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Starfires 11-6 to take a 24-11 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians defense clamped down on the Starfires and they outscore them 9-3 to take a 33-14 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, Coach Winter starts doing some subbing here, but we still outscore the Starfires 11-6 in that quarter, again to win 44-20. Indians were led by Daniel Patch with 13 points. Caleb Evers added 10. Kobe Wendell with 6. Owen Judy with 5. Dylan Evers with 4. Tucker Overman hits a 3 with his one bucket there. And Wyatt Ben and Kale Rammel both added 2 points for the JV team. So, and I'm not really sure what South Adams' JV record was, but we definitely played pretty well in that JV game, so it was nice to see those kids.
Yes, it was. I walked in at halftime, and it was, like you said, the halftime score. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was, but I sat by my grandpa, and he said that we looked pretty good, so it's nice to see that. I know Owen Judy was playing very well for the Indians, so he doesn't have a great night. Daniel Patch and Evers step up and give us 23 combined totals, so that's nice to see out of the Indians.
Yeah, and I do know the one thing, I talked to Bubba coming up here, getting the stats. He said we were 1 of 14 from threes in the JV game in the first half. And Coach Winter told him, boys, stop shooting and start getting it inside. And, and when we got it inside, Daniel and Caleb were able to kind of go to work in there and get some buckets inside. So probably maybe a good coaching move is that, because you're not going to win too many games going 1 of 14 if you keep shooting. So.
I don't believe so.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
We're back here at the Stardome, where your Indians trail by one right now to the South Adams Starfires, 24-23. We are about a minute and a half away from starting the Wabash Mutual third quarter. Your Indians out here shooting around. Starfires got their five starters sitting on the bench right now, getting a talk to from their coach. A couple of the other kids out there practicing on some free throws, getting some shots up. So, Cale Rammel out there shooting the ball around.
Sorry, I apologize there, Darren. I was talking to some people here. I grew up in the northern part of Jay County, so I know and played baseball here in the Bern area, so I know a lot of people up here.
I was just giving them updates on the warm-up shots.
So I apologize with that. I had to talk to a couple people that I haven't seen in years. So
like I just said, the Indians down one, getting ready to head into the third quarter again. The Indians game tomorrow. Boys, it'll be senior day. Students, wear your purple and you will get in for free. Wear your purple, come out, support these seniors and your classmates. That is a noon start due to the girls playing at Lima Bath tomorrow night. That is a 6:15 start. Again, that is tournament, so there will be no JV game. So the varsity will start at 6:15, so get there early. That way you can get a parking spot, you can walk a mile to get in, get your popcorn, all that good stuff.
So, your Coach Milton, what adjustments do you make here at halftime, trailing one?
They cooled off in the second quarter. So, I don't know if you panic now, or if you come out and feel things out for the third quarter. What are your thoughts?
Well, we start halftime, down one, I doubt I panic.
Well,
but, I think we had talked earlier about trying to push the ball. And we started off doing that, and then we kind of stopped. We kind of got in the, hey, let's slow it down and run offense thing. And we got some good looks, I thought, in that first half. We just kind of stopped doing it.
Right. So, number 11, Arnold will get a 15-footer up and no good. They come down with their own offensive rebound and get an easy 2 points. So the Indians now trail 26-23. Derek Judy comes down for the Indians.
And that was 6-4 Nick Miller with the offensive putback.
Derek Judy will attack it. He'll pick his ball up. And he'll decide to shoot it.
He picked his dribble up about 10 feet, and the Starfires just left him to go guard everyone else.
And there, Judy comes up with a nice 10-foot shot.
He didn't realize how wide open he was.
No, he didn't. I think he was kind of shocked. So the Starfires will have it, controlled by number 12, Arnold. Arnold has it, being guarded by Derek Judy. Arnold will have it over to Shock. Shock thinks about a three. Throws a nice lob pass into... can't see his number.
Arnold.
Number 11, Arnold.
Nice pass by Shock and a finish by Arnold.
Kid plays confident for only a sophomore. And the Indians push it up ahead. Derek Judy, a bad pass to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will turn the ball over. That'll send a substitute to the table. Ryan Post will check in and get Regan Martin. Not sure that was Regan's fault.
No, I don't think it was either. And again, South Adams has no seniors on the team. And playing them for all juniors and sophomores currently right now.
Yep. So Ryan Post checks in for Regan Martin.
The Indians will go to a little 2-3 zone with a stack up top.
And number 12, Warner, will knock down a three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Indians trail by 6, 31-25 near Wabash Mutual, third quarter.
That's Derek his, Judy. Excuse me, Darren, that's his third three of the game. So someone we got to find if we're going to play a 2-3 zone.
Yep. So Clay Schmitz has it. He'll kick it back out to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. He picks his dribble up over to Brian. Brian has it back over to Derek. Derek has it over to Grant. Grant throws it inside to Clay. Clay skip pass over to Ryan. Ryan over to Derek. Derek attacks nicely. Creates a wide open shot for Ryan Post. Up and no good. Ball, that should stay with the Indians. No, he just knocked it all the way out of bounds.
One thing I just noticed right there, Darian, is when Derek drives in, which he's doing a great job of doing that, we got no defensive balance because everyone is crashing the glass. South Adams leaked two guys out. If they're able to get a clean rebound, we're going to get give up some layups off of that.
Yep, for sure. So number 20, Shock, will control it for the Starfires. 7-foot pull up, up and no good. Grant Knapke comes down with a rebound. He'll push it hard over to Derek. Derek has it. He'll throw it over to Clay. Clay has it. Throws a no-look pass over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. Over to Brian Benn. Brian over to Derek. Derek over to Grant. Grant inside to Brian Benn. Brian Benn picks his dribble up. Finds a Clay Schmitz. Clay thought about a shot. Throws it into Ryan.
Probably should have shot it.
I agree. Derek Jeudy three-pointer up in bottom of the net. Derek Jeudy will knock down a three. That'll give him 13 on the night. He's your Indians leading scorer. Indians trail three in your Wabash Mutual third quarter. 4:50 left to play.
Derek right now has all five of our third quarter points.
So that's a good, not a good looking sign for the Indians, but good for Derek. And Clay Schmitz sleeping as he gets backdoored for an easy 2-point basket. Derek Jeudy pushes hard up for the Indians. Over to Ryan. Ryan has it. Over to Derek Jeudy. Throws a jump ball up to Jeudy. And the Indians are fortunate that they call a foul right there.
So Derek Judy's leading the way. Game high score, 13 points right now. And James Arnold has 10 for the Starfires, leading the way for them.
So the Indians will inbound the ball.
And the Indians trail by 5.
Over to Brian. Brian inbound back over to Ryan. Ryan gives it over to Derek. Derek's going to give instructions over to Clay. Clay has it over to Grant. Grant has it. He'll bring it back out top. He'll throw a long pass over to Derek. Derek has it. Picks it up. Finds a wide open Grant Knapke. Grant's got to go right up with that right away.
Yeah, he caught it inside being double-teamed and tried to dribble against the double team. To probably, you know, most times players do that to get themselves on balance because he jumped in the air for the pass to get himself on balance, and when he did that, just got knocked away.
So Grant will get it, and he'll miss a 3-point shot.
Nice set. Just happened to miss it.
Yeah, it was. Shock has a ball for the Starfires. Gives it over to number 3, Stutzman. Stutzman has it over to Arnold. Arnold, 7-foot shot up and no good. Great box out by Ryan Post right there. There, Jeudy has the ball. Throws it over to Ryan. Ryan thinks about a 3.
Upset with him.
Yep, as he should be. Indians will get a steal for them. Ryan Post comes down wide open. Grant Knapke for 3, and that's an easy-looking shot for Grant Knapke. That'll give Grant 8 points on the night. Indians trail by 2 in your Wabash Mutual third quarter. 33-31, 3:10 left to play here in your third quarter. Noah Shock has it. Over to Arnold. Arnold has it. Over to Stutzman. Stutzman back over to Shock. Shock has it for the Starfires. He gets a
screen. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Shock, the 5'10 sophomore, goes through 3 Indians right there and gets an easy layup.
Not sure if that was going through or the seas just parted.
Brian Benn, we get it inside. He makes his miss. He gets his own rebound up, and he gets fouled.
Those are the ones that are a little frustrating because he just literally missed a point-blank shot.
For sure.
And hopefully we can hit 2 free throws here, but it's frustrating when you get it inside and miss point-blank shots like that.
Yes, it is. So Indians trail by 4, 35-31, 2:42 left to play in your Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. Brian Benn's first free throws up and off the back of the iron. Big boy started 4-for-4. He is now 4-for-7. Missed his last 3.
We have jinxed him.
We will take the blame for that. Brian Benn goes back to the line, looking for another one.
We'll blame that on Bob, because yeah, he usually has a tendency to jinx people from the foul line.
And Bob decides to take a vacation day for the night.
As he goes to vacation next week.
That guy's slacking. Good thing I'm here to pick up his slack. Shock has it. Drives. Kicks it back out to over number 12, Warner. Warner has it. Gives it inside to Arnold. Arnold has it back over to Stutzman. Stutzman gives it over to number 4, Gilbert. Gilbert has it. He's going to attack Brian Benn. Nothing doing. Kicks out to Shock, or to Stutzman. 3-pointer up. Oh, no good. That's got to go the other way.
Absolutely.
Number 11, James Arnold, the 6'4 junior. He doesn't hide. He
just disregarded Clay Schmitz. Clay's obviously a big boy himself and gave him a little forearm shiver on the box out there.
So the Indians will control the ball.
And the funny part was he looked at Fish and said, I didn't touch you.
That's the best part. 35-31, your score. Indians trail by 4. Derek Jeudy will pick the ball up. He'll give it over to Cale Rammel. The freshman Cale Rammel checked in for Ryan Post over there. Back over to Clay. For Cale. Cale back over to Clay. Clay over to Grant. Grant has it. Long skip past to Derek Jeudy. Three-pointer up in the corner for Jeudy. Up and nothing but the bottom of the net. Derek Jeudy playing great for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight as he has 16 of the Indians' 34 points. Indians trail by 1. 35-34 in your Wabash Mutual third quarter. 1:35 left to play. Indies will set up in a man-to-man defense over to Shock. Shock being guarded by Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy. Ooh, shot goes right around Derek Jeudy and gets
nice little spin move.
Nice, yes. Spun around Derek Jeudy and gets a two-point basket. Derek over to Clay. Clay back over to Derek. Derek back over to Clay at the top of the key.
Oh, great pass.
No look pass, and Brian Benn wasn't ready for it. Indies will still control the basketball. Coach Melton is going to take a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout with him as your Indians trail by 3 in your Wabash Mutual third quarter.
My name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here in the Stardome where your Fort Recovery Indians trail by 3. 37-34, 1:11 left to play in your Wabash Mutual third quarter.
Quick question for you, Darren. Derek Jeudy, oh, great out of bounds play.
Grant Caffrey
just missed it. Layup, missed the layup. They're not even guarding Derek Jeudy outside. Derek has had two threes, and he's been shooting it well. At what point do you adjust?
That's a good question. You would think that would have happened by now.
Right. I mean, they're just not guarding him out there. And not only hitting shots, nice little pull up by Cale Rammel for a 15-footer, giving him two. But they're not even, they're letting him beat him off the dribble, but they're not even guarding him outside. And hopefully they keep doing it because Derek's playing well.
I agree.
Shot up and misses it for Arnold inside. Indians still looking for their first lead of the game with 30 seconds to go in that third quarter, Darren. Hard to believe.
They are. Derek Jeudy will control the ball at the half-court circle. Indians trail by 1. He's going to play for the last shot. What do you think we're going to do right here?
I'm saying just let Derek drive to a gap because right now they're going to let you penetrate. And playing that 3-2 zone, that wing will suck up. And when you do that, we're going to kick out for a shot.
Grant three-pointer up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. Your Fort Recovery Indians will take their first lead. Noah Shock, three-point half-court shot up and no good. And your Fort Recovery Indians will take the lead to go into the fourth quarter, 39-37. We're going to head into the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter right after these messages.
Ash Wednesday is coming up next week. Let Miracle Lanes help you out. They'll have fish dinners and shrimp dinners available on Ash Wednesday and on Friday nights all during Lent. And don't miss their Friday lunch buffet featuring their great hand-breaded fish cooked fresh every few minutes along with salad, shrimp, breadsticks, and their awesome grilled cheese sandwiches. All you care to eat for just $8, including your drink. Let Mary Colleen's help you out during Lent. Just call them at 375-4274 to order your dinners on Ash Wednesday and every Friday or stop out for the Friday lunch buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25
5 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
In the Stardome, where your Indians take their first lead of the night, 39-37. Starfires will control the ball to start the fourth quarter. Thank you, Fort Recovery Insurance, for sponsoring the fourth, and thank you to Wabash Mutual for sponsoring our third quarter right there. And the Warner is getting two shots inside, is being guarded by the freshman. And we come down with the rebound.
We got lucky on that because he literally missed two point-blank shots.
Yes, he did.
And I would like to give a shout-out to Connor Rammel. As Indians go four corners and hold the ball here, running Carolina. Again, probably, maybe trying to wait for some penetration. Handoffs is kind of what we're getting. But also trying to draw South Adams out, probably a little more than what they were in that zone. But Connor Rammel came in and talked to my leadership class. I teach in the eighth grade at the middle school and did a tremendous job talking to those kids about pride in your community, Darian, and giving back and volunteering. And I think that's a great message nowadays for young kids, talking about being able to volunteer and give back to their community. So thank you to Connor Rammel for doing that and passed out Fort Recovery insurance pins to him.
For sure. And another thing that I seen today was Wes Wunning went and guy I graduated with, great guy, getting married here soon. Wes went and talked at the church breakfast this morning that they had out there. So I heard it was a pretty good speech. I did not get a chance to get over there, but I did hear that Wes did a phenomenal job. So thank you, Wes Wunning, for giving back to your community right there.
Great penetration by Kel Rammel. Jump stopped and threw it in the Brian Bend, and they call with shuffling the feet.
I didn't see it.
I didn't think I did either, but we've been wrong on every call.
We have.
Or at least the officials don't agree with us on any of the calls. Of course, we might be a little homerish, but
maybe a little. So the Indians, the score stays the same as we're a minute and 30 into the quarter, and that'll be an over and back on the Starfires. They kind of got sloppy right there, so the ball will go right back to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, they were looking, Arnold was looking for a guy cutting, and or he wasn't looking for the guy cutting. He had the ball, and Shock cut, and and threw it away. So now they're trapping the Indians.
Over to Grant. Grant has it. He'll gets out of the trap. Gives it over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. He'll swing it back over to Clay. Clay over to Kale. Over to Clay. Clay back over to Derek. Derek digs it. Gives it to Brian. Cut, Clay. Oh, my goodness. Brian has it. Kicks back out to Derek. Derek has it.
I will say this. Usually when you're a little older, Grant Canopy with a shot in the corner. No, Kel Rammel with a shot in the corner. Misses it, but gets his offensive rebound. When you're a little older and you're outside of the game, usually you recognize and see that stuff a little bit more when you're a high school kid.
Yep. So another air ball by Grant Canapke. Clay Smith with an offensive rebound. He'll get a bucket, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great job by Clay Schmitz. Just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and as Grant's air ball falls right into Clay's lap, as he gets a nice bucket.
Yeah, you're thinking, man, we just airballed a bad possession. Instead, it went right to Clay on the backside, as Clay did a great job of stealing his man for that offensive rebound. Literally dropped in his lap.
Yes, he did. So Clay at the Hall Brothers foul line. Shot is up and missed. Gilbert will control the ball for the Starfires. Your Indians lead by 4 with 5:35 left to play in your Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Shock will get a pick by Arnold. Being guarded by Derek Judy. Ball is dead. He picks it up, gives it over to Gilbert. And I'm not sure he's going to push Brian Benn out anywhere, but Brian loses his footing, falls down, and number 4, Gilbert, is going to go to the line, I believe, probably for his first shot attempt of the night.
That is interesting, that little possession right there.
It was.
He fell, Brian fell, and he was the one really backing up into Brian. It could have been an offensive foul. It was just kind of an interesting series there and what the call was going to be.
Yep, and as usual, Brian Benn falls on the ground, and they're going to bring the mop out.
Yeah, working hard, that young man is. And the other thing is, the Gilbert kid is not a small kid himself. himself.
No, he is a big kid.
So when you got two big bodies like that going to the ground, it's going to get a little wet.
It's going to get a little damp. So the Indians lead by 41-37. 5:27 left to play here in your Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Gilbert's first free throw is up and just short of the rim.
He's a 75% free throw shooter. So we were fortunate enough. It's nice. South Adams gives you stat sheets.
Yeah, it is. I seen that. That's pretty cool.
So he gave us a stat sheet of their whole team when you get here for the radio. So, and he missed both of them.
Yes.
And James Arnold gets called for reach in as he gets around Clay to get position. But he comes away with a reach in foul. So we'll take it.
So the Indians will control the ball. Derek Jeudy has it. He'll walk it up the timeline. Indians lead by 4. Over to Cale Ramel. Kind of a scary looking pass right there. Derek will attack nicely. Gives it over to Grant in the corner. Grant gives it over to Derek. Derek has it. He'll dribble. Picks it up. Gives it over to Grant. Grant has it. Can't throw over the top. Grant, come on. Turnover by the Indians. Derek Jeudy's going to get a foul. Fortunately, he did not make the layup, as I thought he was definitely going to do that.
Yeah, Arnold just blew a wide-open layup. He got fouled in the process, but that's one of those. The foul didn't really bother the shot, I didn't think, because he still was able to go up and control it. So,
yep, so number 11, James Arnold will go to line for 2, and he hits the first one.
Tell you what, one thing right now, Darian, they are coming out and trapping out of this 3-2, and we're kind of going to almost a stall game, and we're backing up in the corners, and as you just said, we're trying to throw the top on skip passes, and our skip passes aren't 5 feet or 10 feet. I mean, we're throwing it literally across the whole entire floor.
Yep.
And not only will it get tipped, but also,
goodness.
As the collision there with Gilbert and Kel, just on that same type of pass right there, is because we're skipping it all the way across the floor, and South Adams is trying to shoot those gaps on those skips, and that's just what happened there. Gilbert ran into Kel as he was jumping in the air to intercept that pass, and Kel jumped in the air to catch it, and you got a collision in the air. So we got to be careful with those passes, make it a little better, sharper, maybe shorten those passing angles.
Yeah, as Kel didn't really stand his chance against the 6'4 junior. Clay has it. Long skip pass over to Cale. Cale has it over to Grant. Grant picks it up. Finds a wide open Clay Schmidt. Ooh, my goodness. I thought that was the cleanest block I've ever seen. He just pinned Clay Schmidt off the backboard, and they're going to call a foul.
The 5'10 sophomore shock, again, on one of those skip passes that we were just talking about, we just made one. And Clay got loose under inside on a great cut. Hits that free throw in the Hall Brother free throw line. Hits it, but Chuck had a great block from behind, I felt like, and as you said, pinned him against the backboard.
I thought it was beautiful. Clay Schmitz goes to the line and knocks down both free throws, so we will not complain.
Cash
Indians
in.
Lead 43-39, your Wabash, or your Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Chuck has it. He'll go to the line, shoot a 5-foot fadeaway up and no good. Chuck's playing a little angry right now. Grant, or Derek, over to Grant. Grant has it, picks it up, finds a wide open Brian Benn. Brian Benn just go up with a big boy travel. Yes, he did.
He did travel.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He had it. It was so wide open, but he was waiting for that defender to get up on him, and he just shuffled his feet.
Yep, he definitely traveled, so that'll be get the ball back over to the Starfires. Starfires over to number 11, Arnold. Arnold has it back over to Warner. Warner has it being guarded by the freshman, Cale Ramel. Great defense by Cale over to Shock. Shock has it being guarded by Derek Jeudy. Over to Warner. Looks like the Starfires might be running a little set right here. Kicks it out 15 feet away for Arnold. Arnold has it back over to Shock. Shock has it, attacks nicely. And Derek Jeudy gets a nice block from behind.
They call foul, though.
No way.
Yes, they do.
He didn't touch him.
Derek actually blocked it into the backboard or in the rim, and it got pinned.
And that'll be Derek's fourth foul. He didn't make any contact with him.
No.
It's a makeup call.
I don't know what you're making up, though, because it was a correct call on this end.
I would agree.
Unless you're talking about the...
I was talking about the pin off the backboard, yes. So that'll be Derek's fourth foul of the night. He'll head to the bench.
And Shock hits the first free throw. I thought you officials don't do makeup calls. You guys do makeup calls?
No, we. Okay. That's between us.
Oh, okay.
And he knocks down both free throws. Indians will still lead by just 2 points, 43-41. 3:30 left to play here in your fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Grant makes another over-the-head pass.
Exact same thing. We just got trapped on the last time, and Grant got that same exact turnover. It's two in a row. As a senior, he should know better than that.
Yeah, for sure. So the ball will go back to the Starfires.
And Grant comes out. Gavin Toby goes in.
So Grant will check out. And Gavin will go in. Looks like Gavin's going to guard number 20, Shock. Bigger, stronger body. Over to number 11, Arnold. Arnold has it back over to Shock. Shock has it being guarded by Gavin Toby. Goes right around Gavin. Definitely thought he got fouled. No call. We'll take it.
He definitely got fouled. Gavin got his arm there on the shot. But
yes,
we'll take
did.
It for sure.
And Coach Melton's going to take a full timeout as your Indians lead by two. 43-41, 3:07 left to play here in your fourth quarter. We'll be right back after these messages.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horse.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, and we're back as Darian throws in that last bag of popcorn there.
Not as good as popcorn as Fort Recovery has, I'll tell you that right now.
It smelled good, though.
I'm a popcorn guy.
You are. You got that from your grandpa.
For sure.
He always has a bag of popcorn and
absolutely.
A pop.
Holy smoke.
Oh, we got lucky there. We throw it in. Kel triggers it into Brian Benn, and Brian tries to throw it back to Kel, and Arnold hits it out. I thought it almost went off of Kel's leg.
I did, too. I thought it really did. Back over to Brian.
And we're doing the exact same thing.
Grant's going to get trapped in the corner. Gets it out over to Ryan successfully this time. Back over to Grant. Grant has it, and that's the third time Grant has thrown over the top for a turnover.
And Coach was Melton, so mad he about threw in four JV kids.
He was not happy at all.
Well, we've just said this off air. As a senior, you know better, and you just did it two straight possessions, and this is the third.
Shock, a deep three-pointer up and good. Starfires will take the first lead of the fourth quarter of the night. 44-43. Indians trail by one.
And that's his first three attempt of the game.
Really?
Yes.
So Ryan Post now has it. Indians break the full court press that they had. Ryan has it. He's in trouble. Finds Clay 15 feet away. That's definitely a travel. No call.
And Kel just got lucky without carrying.
Overdue Clay. Clay has it over to Ryan. Ryan, deep three-pointer up inside of the backboard. Starfires are loose. Ryan Post is the only one that gets back. Crazy wild shot up and no good. Indians control the rebound by Cale Rammel.
We Cale dodged one
down
there.
For sure. Wow. Ryan Post has it. Long skip pass over to Cale. Cale has it. Nice ball fake. Finds a wide open Ryan Post. Ryan Post back over to Grant. Grant has it. Skip pass over to Clay. Clay, great pass into Brian. And one, Brian Benn, as Clay Schmitz attacks nicely. Gets a one-handed pass over to Brian. Brian fumbles it around, picks it up. He'll go up and in with it, go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, one thing I was just getting ready to say, Darian, is we're standing way too much on the zone. Like, when we're skipping it, we got to follow it with a cut, because when you skip pass against the zone, the zone is going to go double the ball. When they do that, they're leaving gaps open. And that was the first time that Clay actually cut behind his pass in that high post. And Brian Benn misses that free throw. And we're able to find Clay, and then he dishes it to Brian Benn, who was wide open himself. Clay probably should have shot it.
I agree.
Because he almost overpassed to Brian inside. But we're just standing way too much.
So Warner gets about a 5-foot shot up and no good. Ryan Post will control it for the Indians. He'll get over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby throws a pass over the top like we've been doing all game. We get a trap. Starfire's going to break it.
That's one of the, you've been watching Grant make three of those, and he came out, and you came in for him for making that same pass.
And you're going to do the same thing.
And then you just did the same thing.
So Indians lead by one. We are under 1 minute to play in your Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Over to number 11, Arnold. Arnold has it, and he travels in the high post. I did not see it. But we will take it for sure. Freshman Kale Rammer will check in and replace Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will take a seat. Coach Milton, maybe telling the official to watch something on the other end.
Right now, we got the lead with 150 seconds. We just need to worry about the ball right here.
That's for sure.
Take care of it.
Derek Judy has it. Over to Clay. Yes, no look past the Clay. Into Kale Rammel for an easy wide open bucket. Your Indians will take a 3-point lead. 47-44. A no look pass by Clay Schmitz from the high post into a cutting Kale Rammel for an easy 2-point basket. 38 ticks left to play. Your Indians lead by three. We're going to take a break and be right back after these messages.
Ash Wednesday is coming up next week. Let Miracle Lanes help you out. They'll have fish dinners and shrimp dinners available on Ash Wednesday and on Friday nights all during Lent. And don't miss their Friday lunch buffet featuring their great hand-breaded fish cooked fresh every few minutes along with salad, shrimp, breadsticks, and their awesome grilled cheese sandwiches. All you care to eat for just $8, including your drink. Let Miracle Lanes help you out during Lent. Just call them at 375-4274 to order your dinners on Ash Wednesday and every Friday, or stop out for the Friday lunch buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes.
And we're back. And as Darren and I were talking kind of off air here, Clay caught it in the high post again, cutting from behind against when the ball gets skipped. Clay cuts to the high post. We find Clay inside in that high post area, and he turns with a nice no-look pass to Kel Rammel inside for a power-up and layup for Kel.
That was beautiful basketball right there, Coach Patch.
Yeah, and it's the first time that we said we're standing way too much, and we're just waiting to get trapped. We're playing on our heels and almost passive, and it's the first time we got it in that high post, really. The two times, I should say, we did. Clay did great jobs both times, and we found guys for Brian Benn inside, and we found a guy to Kel Rammel inside.
Yep, so the Indians will... Oh, Gavin Toby almost gets a deflection. Back over to Shock. Shock has it. I thought he traveled, maybe.
I did, too.
Nope. He's going to get a foul. So, Gavin Toby will pick up a foul. That'll be his second of the night.
And there's 26.1 ticks left on the clock. Indians lead by three. It's not a shooting foul, so... Nope. Now they call it a shooting foul. Oh. Because we only have five team fouls, so... One official said two shots. The other one said out of bounds.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know. Okay. Shock will go to the line, hits the front of the rim, and gets the shooter's roll as it falls in. Kale Rammel, a little offense for defense, checks in for Gavin Toby. Got to get this box out right here. Shock, second free throw is up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. Indians lead by one. Brian Benn gets it into Clay Schmitz. Clay has it over to Kale. Kale has it back over to Clay. Clay has it over to freshman Kale Rammel. Kale has it. Almost loses it. Gets it over to Clay.
Make him foul you. Hang on to it, Clay. There we go. Yep.
So, good free throw shooter here for the Indians. Knock on wood. Hope it don't jinx us. Clay Schmitz go to the line. Shooting 1-1.
I'm going to say, are you new to radio?
No, I am so confident in Clay right now. And if Clay doesn't make it, I know Gavin's going to get the rebound. So Indians lead by one, 47-46, 12.8 seconds left to play here in your fourth quarter. Clay gets it. He takes a couple dribbles. Free throws up and bottom of the net. He's got one more coming his way. 12.8 seconds left. Indians now lead by two, 48-46.
I'll give you that.
I hope he makes the second one. Come on, Clay. Clay takes a couple dribbles. Second free throws up and bottom of the net for Clay Schmitz. Indians lead by three. Coach Melton tried to get a timeout. The official didn't hear him.
South Adams will take one.
South Adams will take one for him. So I believe, I would assume it's going to be a full. Yep. And it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. Be right back after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we are back here. 9.5 seconds to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 3, 49-46. 9.5, Darian, what are you doing?
If I'm who? If
South Adams.
South Adams, I'm attacking.
With 9.5, you're going to go for 2?
Yep.
All right, so if you're Indians, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be aggressive, super aggressive. You have 2 team fouls to give. I'm going to be super aggressive and hopefully not let them get in. We're not. We're going to come out in a 3-2.
3-2 zone. They're going for 1. Kick out. Bad pass. They don't have enough time.
Shock has it. No shot. South Adams panics right there as the Indians come out in a 3-2 zone right there. Coach Mellon gives the Starfires a different look. They come out, probably had a man-to-man set drawn up, and they don't execute or even get a shot off in time.
That's take another timeout if you're South Adams. They came out, I guarantee you, in a man-to-man set. That's great coaching right there by Coach Milton. Adjust up. We haven't played a 3-2 the whole game, and they came out in a set, I'm sure a man set, and we go to 3-2, and they completely throw them for a surprise.
Yep, so your Fort Recovery Indians, they get a win. It wasn't pretty, but we will take it. 49-46, your Indians come out on top. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have 2 convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, and we're back. Indians win on the road in a tough matchup with the Starfires. You know, Darren, their record was 9-9 coming in, and they didn't look like a 9-9 team to me.
They did not. They, like you said earlier, before we even started the game, this is a team or some kids in this school district that they know how to win. Like you said, their football program really well. They got, like I said, there's no seniors. They're led by old juniors and a couple of sophomores, and these kids definitely came to play. I don't see how they're 9-9 at all. I definitely like this team. They got a couple of nice players that I would definitely take in some purple and white in the uniform. So,
all right. Real quickly, we'll run down some stats here with the South Adams and varsity here with four recovery game with the varsity team, and then talk about JV, and we'll get out of here, Darren. Indians win again, 49-46. Leading scores for the Indians was Derek Judy with 16, Grant Kanapke with 11, Clay Schmitz with 10, Brian Benn with 8, Kel Rammel with 4. Trey Shock led the way with South Adams with 17. James Arnold added 11. Your thoughts on that, Darren?
A huge fan of the Shock kid. Like Coach Melton said himself, the sophomore, 5'10 sophomore. Again, no seniors, led by juniors in the sophomore Shock. They're going to be very good come in the future. 9-9 record, like you said already, they do not look like a 9-9 team. I thought it was a good ball club and definitely a great win for the Indians. Definitely a win that they needed after two very close, hard-fought games on a Friday, Saturday last week. Like Coach Melton said, he wasn't sure if they were questioning or, you know, if the guys were getting down a little bit. But definitely great job to come into an environment like this and get a nice two-point win or three-point win for us. And like Coach Melton and you said before, Derek Judy with a great night. Definitely was the spark for the Fort Recovery Indians. Like in the third quarter, I think he had the first 5 or 8 points to start the third quarter. Yeah. So a great spark by Derek Judy, and his penetration just creates shots for everybody else, and I'm a huge fan right now.
Well, and the other part is, as Coach said, it's not the time to panic, and we responded, had lost 3 in a row, a Shawnee team that was really good. Bremen probably should have won that game, let that one get away. Fort Laramie is very good. You know, that's not a shame to lose to the Redskins of Fort Laramie. After leading that whole game, you know, you like to have won that game. But, you know, I thought we came out, and our teams never play well here. And so for us to come in and get a road win here against a pretty good team, and as Coach said, we had talked about they had a lot of football success, so they got late into basketball, and talked with one of their assistant coaches who I have known over the years. He's like, these really aren't a lot of basketball kids. They're basically football kids playing basketball with one basketball, maybe two basketball kids. So, you know, they're starting to get their legs, and we're getting them at peak time for them. And, you know, I think this is a good win for us. I mean, looking, I was impressed. I didn't watch South Adams play last year, but watching this game, I was impressed with them. So for us to come here and get a win, I think it's a great win.
I agree. Again, I can't say enough. This junior, led by juniors, so they're going to be very good next year. And the sophomore class, I believe, is pretty solid, led by Shock. So, yeah, like you said, in a tough place to shoot the ball.
Absolutely.
No, we only had 10 in the first quarter, but we started getting easy looks inside and did what we had to do to come out with a nice 3-point win for the Indians.
All right, 49-46, Indians win. Again, Derek Judy with 16 leading the way. Grant Canapi with 11, and Clay Schmitz with 10. All right, we'll see you tomorrow as Rob Weaver and I will be doing the boys game at 12 o'clock. Wear purple again, students. Get in free of the game. Senior day, come out and honor our seniors, Ian Holman and Grant Canapi. And then hopefully you go on up to Lima Bath at 6:15 and watch the girls play in their first sectional game against St. Henry, which should be a great game as well. For Darren Shelfer, Brian Patch, Neil Spencer signing off. Good evening.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball.